This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The guardians of a six-year-old girl disabled by her mother's drinking during pregnancy are seeking government compensation in Britain to help her with her care costs. Yet a British appeals court has rejected her claim with its own claim that an unborn baby is not a person but merely an organism, and an organism cannot be the victim of crime. The case will be appealed. The daughter of a Chinese state abortion doctor, Yang Pingan, is hiding from Chinese population police with her husband and four children. She lost one child in a forced abortion and a second forced abortion. A massive overdose of RU486 failed. Stephen Mosier of the Population Research Institute says we should have it burned into our memories that China's one-child policy affects real people. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to God's gift in each human life. Let's become the culture of life. In state news, a powerful New Jersey state senator is blocking testimony in his Senate Health Committee by those opposing an assisted suicide bill in New Jersey. Though the bill faces a certain veto from Governor Chris Christie, assisted suicide advocates are pushing ahead. And the Virginia Department of Health is amending licensing rules for abortion clinics to make it easier for them to avoid basic safety requirements in Virginia law. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.